From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Oregon, a Somali-born teenager is in federal custody this morning for allegedly trying to set off what he thought was a powerful bomb at a downtown Portland Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Authorities say the public was never in any danger. They arrested the 19-year-old after getting wind of his plans and providing fake explosives in a sting operation. Spencer Raymond is with Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland. He says the ceremony was allegedly targeted because of its popularity.
The tree lighting ceremony takes place in downtown Portland at Pioneer Courthouse Square. It's in the middle of a busy shopping district. There's two light rail transit lines that go by on either side. And every year it's filled with families and children who all count down together to light the Christmas tree up with lights. It's broadcast live on local TV, and it's definitely a holiday tradition in Portland that has very large attendance.
Spencer Raymond of Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula are building today. North Korea is now accusing the South of using civilians as human shields around artillery positions on an island at the center of an exchange of fire earlier this week. The exchange killed two civilians and two South Korean Marines. The Marines are being remembered today at their funeral. A former Marine commander vowed revenge, as the BBC's Chris Hogg reports.
The funeral for the two young Marines, a private and a sergeant, was broadcast live across South Korea. It was a chance for the country to pause and reflect on the events of the last 2 days. The Prime Minister was there, with senior military officers and other dignitaries to support the men's families. Their commanding officer, Major General Yoon Ak-hyun, promised their deaths would be avenged.
South Korean active duty Marines and all reserve forces will engrave this anger and hostility in our bones, and we will make sure we take revenge on North Korea.
Tensions are still high here. The North Koreans are warning joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises planned for tomorrow could lead to retaliatory strikes.
The BBC's Chris Hogg reporting from Seoul. Officials say no one was trapped after the partial collapse of a thrift store's ceiling in Grand Junction, Colorado. Firefighters searched through the rubble for several hours yesterday after employees said they thought a shopper might not have made it out of the store. 22 people were inside the Salvation Army building at the time of the collapse. A fire official says crews and search dogs didn't find anything. And Mike Page with the Grand Junction Fire Department says they're breathing a sigh of relief.
We were pretty lucky, given the size of the collapse and the number of people inside the building, that we had only two minor injuries.
One person was treated on site for respiratory problems, and a firefighter was treated for a cut hand. You're listening to NPR News. NATO says an overnight operation in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least 15 insurgents. NATO says Afghan and coalition forces were searching for a senior Taliban leader when they came under attack near a remote compound near the border with Pakistan last night. Also in the east, twin suicide bombings killed at least 4 policemen. The two bombers were dressed as policemen when they attacked a training center today. The State Department says the expected release of classified cables by the WikiLeaks website would be irresponsible and place lives and interests at risk. The online whistleblower is expected to release thousands of classified State Department cables. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has spoken with the Chinese government and other foreign leaders about what to expect. A new survey indicates more than 1 in 3 men in one region of South Africa admit to having raped a woman or girl. A study was conducted by the government-funded Medical Research Council, as Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg.
The organization surveyed 487 men and 511 women in Gauteng province. It includes Johannesburg, the country's most populous city. According to the survey, more than 37% of men said they had committed rape. Nearly 7% said they'd been involved in gang rape. A quarter of the women said they had been raped, and more than half said they had experienced violence at the hands of men. The Medical Research Council did a similar study 2 years ago in Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal provinces. It indicated more than a fourth of the men in those regions had committed rape against a female. South Africa is a patriarchal society. Many women don't report rape, and when they do, the prosecution seldom produces a conviction. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.